The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There. Okay. So, technicalities out of the way. So, let's start sitting together. Let's start sitting together, and I'll say more. So, I'd like to invite you to arrive in your seat in this moment in time. Here. Here. Inviting awareness to be bright, to be bright. And expansive, not as something you do. Awareness is always on. We don't do awareness. But as if you're landing, you're sitting, you're resting. In knowing of what is here already. Aware, knowing your intention in this moment. Why am I here? Aware of this body. Awareness infusing the body. All the nooks and crannies. And if and when awareness knows sensations of tightness, holding, it engages with the intention to release, to relax. To let go. Knowing that a relaxed body allows for a relaxed, spacious mind. letting there be bright awareness of the breath being received in the abdomen, calming, soothing, settling, stabilizing, connecting and rooting us to the earth. What kind of intention is operating in this moment? What kind of intending for the actions in the mind? And heart. And what kinds of actions of the mind and heart are actually being performed? And remember, thoughts are actions of the mind. And if we realize that the intentions are actions of the mind in this moment are not what we really would like to create for this being who is me, what we want to create, form, make, form formations our only chance is through awareness, through mindfulness, to know, to understand, to see, and pause and make a new choice. A choice that can shift and change this karma. each moment, with each action, internally and externally, actions of thought, speech, which may be internal speech. In the body, we form ourselves, we shape ourselves, we fashion ourselves. In the future moments to come, if in this moment challenges are arising, can we be kind? Can we choose to be kind? Can we choose to be accepting, allowing, non-reactive, spacious, gentle, loving? Loving to this body, to this heart, to this mind. And with whatever rises, gentle, gentle, spacious awareness. Loving, releasing. Forming wholesome formations. One breath at a time. If you find your mind has wandered, perhaps thinking about thoughts you don't really want to be thinking about, not in this moment, not period. Becoming aware and maybe dropping in the question so lovingly to yourself, oh, sweetheart, sweetheart, what are you creating? What are you creating? What ossified patterns of the mind are you creating in this moment, darling? Let go, sweetheart, let go. Let's create wholesome moments. Wholesome formations. If you want to create patterns of kindness, then be kind. If you want to form formations, patterns of wisdom, then be aware. Not sleepwalk. In this moment. As we approach the end of the sitting, can we connect with a desiring, with an intention for kindness, generosity towards ourselves, without judgment? For whatever arose or did not arise, we've done our best, given the causes and conditions passed down previously. Can we create wholesome karma in this moment by being kind to ourselves, appreciative? Thank you. Thank you, dear me, for showing up, for practicing in Sangha, doing your best, and really connecting with this mental act of kindness and generosity, relishing it. So many other things I could be doing with my life, and this is what I chose to do with my time. Yay. Appreciation, not attachment to outcome. And offering with generosity again, connecting with generosity, our collective practice, our collective goodness, sharing it with all beings everywhere. All beings in all circumstances around this world. Those who are well and happy. Those who are in neutral state. And those who are suffering, grieving in war zones, etc. Or any other challenges, offering our goodness, our care to all beings everywhere, including ourselves. May all beings everywhere be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease. May all beings everywhere be free, including ourselves. Thank you for your practice.